water.
Hot opinions out there. The NSA admits mistakes. You're kidding. After an audit. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, business as usual here on America Tonight. Hope you're enjoying the tail end of your summer. Where it went, I have no idea. But this was absolutely, as far as Washington is concerned and the effect it has of all of us in our backyards, the summer of our discontent. I mean, it's truly, of all the years that I've done talk radio, this is truly the year that I can tell that I don't care if you're right or of right, left of left, somewhere in between. People are sick of it, and they're banding together in a way about liberties and about the Constitution and what's happening and how ripped off we're getting in so many different directions. And we agree. We all know it. We see it. It's a massive power grab. Not that it hasn't always been there. Not that we don't know that. Not that the people who make the laws are a microcosm of society. It's what I say about the NFL. When you get big groups of people together, people are people. But now more than ever, we are sick of it and we want to crack the code. We want to crack the code. And the NSA and the IRS, the scandals there, I think, really tripped the switch for everybody, especially recently the NSA. So the NSA is tap dancing around everything at this point. Heading into the weekend, they're back against the wall again. They're saying the details came out about an internal audit that found that the agency broke privacy rules. And we talked about it thousands of times every year since 2008, whether it was a typo or they misunderstood what the area code was. It doesn't matter. Thousands of times. I'm sorry. We are not getting the right kind of information that we want from the people who have gotten information from us. Senator Patrick Leahy from Vermont is right when he says, I'm concerned we're not getting straightforward answers from the NSA. No, we're not. I love how they acknowledge that mistakes happen. And then they say, oh, it's just a tiny amount of problems that were intentional. What? Is a mistake intentional? What are you talking about? So now, more and more, Ed Snowden is looking better and better. The whistleblower, who's been tagged with all kinds of labels, who had the big data dump that revealed things about the NSA that, yeah, we knew. You could go back and you could roll tape on this show and even hear some of the things that we talked about. But not to the extent, I think. It wasn't really realized by many people. So Snowden gets asylum in Russia. His leaks have infuriated the White House and the NSA. And so much so that how do you get a guy who you're condemning, who's a whistleblower, who the president says, well, I wouldn't scramble the jets for him, who gets asylum from Vladimir Putin, who infuriates the president enough that the relationship is icy between the two. And you have the president just over a week ago, saying we need to really look into a few things that are antiquated with the NSA and some of the gathering, the way that we gather some of the information. So clearly Ed Snowden is the reason why that is happening. Now this audit, and we talked about it, because we got this as soon as it happened, right? The audit found over 2,700 incidents, is what they call them, of unauthorized collection, storage, and access or distribution of legally protected communications, you know, to distribute it, in 12 months. They say most were unintended and they had failures of due diligence. The most serious thing that happened was an unauthorized use of information about more than 3,000 Americans and green card holders. That's nice. Well, I hope you weren't one of the 3,000. Whether it's small and how big the country is and everything else, you can argue. But you can't argue when it's you. And when somebody's raining down all hell on your head and you have no idea why this has happened, that's the reason why. So breaking privacy rules thousands of times per year. I mean, it's disturbing, to say the least. What kind of oversight have we? We've had no oversight with the NSA. How can we feel confident that the NSA is doing its job, which I'm sure there are great intel gatherers there, which it's too bad for them, because this is ridiculous. It's like no quality control. And who's accountable? An NSA new collection method went undiscovered by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court for months. The court has authority, for what it's worth, over some of the operations, and they ruled it unconstitutional. And the factors can include new procedures, technology, software changes, all that kind of stuff. You know, if we were just talking about a software company, or we're talking about a company that had sensitive information of its clients, that's one thing. We're the clients. We're the people. And it is eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Who knows? The monitoring is not, it's demonstrating clearly that there's a problem with some of this, because they've had too many problems, too many incidents. So Snowden comes out in June, claims responsibility for leaking to the media that the NSA had secretly collected and stored millions of phone records from accounts in the United States, and they collected information from companies on the Internet activity of overseas people as well. He jumps to Hong Kong, then he goes to Russia, then he gets temporary asylum. He's charged with 3 felony counts, violations of the U.S. Espionage Act for the leaks. But what's interesting is all the polls since this happened, and it's getting worse, all the polls show Americans have skepticism of our surveillance programs. Of course we do. And, you know, I don't think revealing the classified information, if this is the case, he's been put in charge of it, it's the NSA's fault, right? He's a contractor. But still, I mean, you can't release classified information, especially when you're signing something and saying you won't do that. But I think the bad boy label that he has been tagged with has changed. And, you know, there is kind of a difference. The younger you are, the more supportive, supposedly, according to the polls, you support Snowden. The older you are, the less supportive you are of Snowden. What do you think? 855-266-5283 in light of what's just happened. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, we're going to talk with Rick Horro, a little sports business. The business of sports is big business, and he gives us a skinny on that. So stay with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Percent of the shooting victims in New York City are black or a Latino, as is the identified perpetrators of these crimes. What we're doing and what we're trying to do is save lives. Murders are down to record lows, shootings down to record lows. Things are going right here in New York, and this decision certainly has the potential of overturning it.
Ray Kelly not happy with what's going on with New York. New York City is appealing a federal judge's finding that the police department stop and frisk searches violated the constitutional rights of minorities. So the city filed its notice of appeal after what happened, as you all know, from the district judge that ruled that changes had to be made to the policy because it targets blacks and Hispanics. You heard what Ray Kelly had to say there, that it's unfair because it's working. It's working really, really well, and this would be disastrous, basically, if you go in the opposite direction. Even Mayor Michael Bloomberg said, we think the judge could not be more wrong. Police, what they do is they stop, they question, and frisk people they consider suspicious. They say it is used to deter crime. What do you think? How would you feel about that where you live if that were to happen? Hate the Lady America tonight. Never been stopped and frisked by the cops when I've been in New York. But, of course, you heard what he said and where it's happening, and that's where the problem comes in a place like New York, and why people are up in arms about it. So what happened was, The New York police officers say they had no stop and frisk quotas because there was an allegation that that's exactly what happened. There was a lawsuit filed back in 2008. It went to trial. The plaintiff was David Floyd, a medical student who was stopped twice, once in the middle of the afternoon when he's in front of his house in the Bronx. That's what the suit said, and that's part of the whole ruling, because the judge ordered that the policy be changed so that stops are based on reasonable suspicion and in a racially neutered manner. But look what Ray Kelly is saying. Hey, listen, blacks and Hispanics, the New York City Police Commissioner, saying this is what's happening and we are not racially profiling. This is what it happens to be, that we don't engage in this because it's not allowed by law, that we train the officers, they need reasonable suspicion to make a stop, and that race is never a reason to conduct a stop. And Bloomberg, who is backing this, says the policy was one of a number of programs that helped the city's murder rate drop. It's 50% below the rate when he took office 12 years ago. So there's this, you know, they're talking about this creation of a pilot program where patrol officers have to wear video cameras, and then they would stop and the recordings would be in play here, and that they say would alleviate some of the mistrust between the police and the black and Hispanic areas. And the judge is saying it would be equally helpful to the NYPD, who are wrongly accused of accusing people of something when they did nothing. That's a tough situation because it's flat out working, right? And reasonable suspicion is constitutional, right? So, I don't know, you live in New York City, you're in a situation where you have, they're not going to say this, but you have tourists who are coming and spending their dollars to see your city, and you want your dollars. So, the, you know, what's the factor to deter tourism? New York City, lower crime rate. Yeah. That certainly would keep people coming to New York City. So police still have to have just cause and reasonable suspicion. If they don't, then you can go after them. I mean, right? I don't know. Think about this. I mean, aren't we getting frisked when we're at TSA stops? You know, when we go through the TSA stop, I'm thinking of how many times, or think about getting pulled over for certain things, and, you know, stop and frisk. I don't know. The idea that they have reasonable suspicion, some people are saying, listen, the stop and frisk is just flat out saving lives. And people have reported that they've been, you know, gone to an ATM and somebody stuck a gun in their back, or people have reported that they've almost been victims of carjackings, or, you know, numerous things like that. So if they're able to deter people, and they can, and people in New York and our biggest city can get on trains and feel like they're not going to be ripped off, accosted, smashed in the head, you know, whatever. I mean, isn't that the whole idea of the stop and frisk? Now, see, the problem is the interpretation. So you train the officers. Ray Kelly's saying we're training them to, that they would never just do it because of a racial reason. So you have to think, though, what, I mean, is stop and frisk is, if you have to go in somebody's house, you have to have a warrant, right? And the warrant means that there's proof that the law is broken. So that's your protection against unreasonable search and seizure. Well, with stop and frisk, you're stopping somebody on the street. And is it an unreasonable thing to do? You know, here's the thing. With the statistics, New York can say, but the end justifies the means of what we're seeing, how much crime has been cut down. But is this a violation of civil liberties? You know, I talk about that. We talk about what can be done to you and what is not right and should not be done to you, and how much are you willing to give up. And the other statistics are, it seems like statistics, and you know this, I say this all the time on America Tonight, they can be manipulated to mean lots of different things. And the city in the 70s was crazy scary. People didn't want to go to New York City. And now it's one of the safest, I think it's the safest big city that you can be in because of the presence of the cops. If somebody was going to try to rip you off, like I said, smash you in the head in the middle of Manhattan, whatever, punks coming up behind you, whatever, I think you have a much better chance that that doesn't happen. But it still is a slippery slope. How far do you go and what is unreasonable? Is it unreasonable to say that they're appealing this, that it's not, you know, that you're not violating the rights of minorities especially, that it's not that kind of a judgment call, even though the commissioner of the police force says it himself, but says that it's disturbing and offensive that it's been called racial profiling. And then he talks about the fact that the crime rate is so much lower. So what do you want to happen? It's if it's a program that's working, then why wouldn't you keep it in place? The racial profiling thing is, I say this, everybody wants to point to El Al and say how safe it is to be and fly in Israel. It's a smaller country, it's a smaller airline, it's a smaller amount of flights we're talking about. And for goodness sake, we're getting the pat down at the TSA. And if people were profiling, looking for a certain type of insecurity or something, some tell signs that people gave off, we probably would be safer at TSA checkpoints. But the fear of racial profiling has them so freaked out, they'll never do that. And, you know, it's not just New York. It's Chicago. They're doing the same thing. In Chicago, they talked about this stop and frisk because they're mandating changes to it, too. That they're saying, you know, in Chicago, they're saying that they've had less crime and less shootings and less murders since 1965 without imposing on the right of their citizens, saying that we don't do it, that we don't engage in racial profiling, kind of taking a chunk out of what's happening in New York City. In 2013, Chicago became the center of a national discussion on handgun violence. There were 500 killings in that city. Right? In 1990, there were 2,000 murders in New York in a single year. Both have seen reductions in homicides. Stay with us. We can count next.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I love it when you hear that. All right, so let me give you the skinny on some numbers. How about this? The RNC, in one way, I love this. I love people who lay down the law sometimes because they don't care what you think. You know, and there are a few people, some of them we like, some of them we don't like, but I like people who make up their mind and they're not afraid to go ahead and put it out there. So, here's what's going on with the RNC. The RNC is saying the Republican National Committee approved a resolution Friday vowing to sideline CNN and also NBC television from the presidential primary debate process in 2016. They say unless the networks get rid of plans to produce programs about Hillary Clinton, this is something that's not new. It's been discussed before. What happened is CNN commissioned a documentary about Clinton, you know, with the former First Lady, U.S. Senator, Secretary of State, all that kind of stuff, and it's supposed to run in the theaters and on CNN sometime in 2014. Then there is a miniseries drama, so this is a Hollywood thing about Clinton, who's considering a second presidential bid and would almost certainly enter the race as a Democratic frontrunner in 2016. At this point, unless something changes with her health or something else. So what the RNC chairman, Rentz Priebus, is saying is that for the first time, the party rules allow them to take action on debates. So he says, we want to do what's right for our party and our candidate. And by the way, it is the right thing to do for the voters. because they feel like the deck would be too stacked, because it would be too much airtime, you know, with the documentary and whatnot. And so that's what they're saying, that we're not going to partner with it because of the production of the program. So this is going to be an interesting deal to watch. Because it hasn't happened yet, but it's definitely in the wings, and especially we know for sure the CNN thing is happening. So before the vote, Priebus got a standing ovation from the 168-member committee when he accused the networks of obvious bias and said, we're not going to host a Republican primary debate on this, that they'll just have to watch instead on, you know, competitors' networks. This is something that's happening more and more on all sides of this, debating about, you know, is there bias in the media in general? And this is not just on the Democratic side of things, by the way. It's on the Republican side of things, too. So, it's going to be interesting to see how all of this plays out. This played out pretty well, I might say. An Alaska hunter mauled by a bear survived 36 hours in the wilderness. How is that possible? He had night vision goggles, rescuers had night vision goggles, and that's how they found him. He was part of a guided hunting party. He was attacked 35 miles north of a really rough pass area. The helicopter rescue teams tried to reach him a bunch of different times, but they couldn't go in. The fog was too heavy. The weather was brutal. He had massive blood loss, but was stabilized by a medic who was in another hunting group, and apparently they saved his life. And they were able to get him out of there. The night vision goggles, like I said, so they saw him. They got him to an Air Force base that's up there, and ultimately, he was taken to Fairbanks Hospital, the hospital there, and he's in stable condition. So, wow, he was mauled and he survived. I mean, the bears, you think of the size of the bears, and you think of, you know, this is northern Alaska, a remote area, the conditions, the weather conditions, that's pretty remarkable. And bravo to those people for just pushing it and really skating on the line of risking their own lives because of how thick the carpet, it was almost like carpet fog the way it was described in the air. So they could have easily said, we want to go in, we're trying to go in, but we can't because we're going to go down. And they didn't. They pushed it, and then did eventually get in there, and then they were able to help them, and that's scary. Boy, we've heard, you know, we just went through this whole Shark Week thing, and now we've heard about more bear attacks than ever. I mean, is it that we're infringing on their territory? Now, in the case of hunting, you know, you're obviously right there, and you know it. You're in their territory. But in some of these attacks where people have been in parks, that's happened more and more recently, looking for food or whatever it is. But you never used to hear this. It was such a rare thing, and now it's just not quite as rare. A nationwide sweep, I love these kind of stories, by federal agents targeting the MS-13 street gang, which you don't want to mess with them, has actually resulted in hundreds of arrests. 263 gang members, they say, in all. The people were arrested in July and early August. The sweeps included suspects wanted on, check this out, murder, assault, sexual assault, robbery, kidnapping charges. That's just a few of them. Among the people charged are 158 members and associates and 105 others belonging to other gangs. They arrested 84 non-gang members wanted on criminal charges and 14 people on immigration violations. So when you do something like this, you have immigration, customs, the whole thing. Homeland Security, all those units are investigating together, and they need that many bodies on this too. They also found 28 guns, 10 kilos of marijuana, 123 grams of coke, they say, heroin, 770 grams of heroin, and 22,000 in cash. But here's the key thing. MS-13 is one of the most dangerous transnational criminal gangs in the world, period. I've seen a couple of things on them, and it's scary in the prison systems and some of the other places where they've popped up. And, you know, drug trafficking, rape, robbery, murder, that's nothing. I mean, they've really pushed themselves across the borders. And this was a two-day operation. And you had people in the United States, in El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico, all of those places to make this happen. And when you get that much cooperation, I'll tell you what, I say bravo to anybody who can do that. And if they can bring any of those gangs down and out the way they did, good for them, because it would take that many people and that much of a team act to be able to have the goods on them and just swoop in at one time. Because once somebody's tipped off, then everybody's warned, and that's it. Then everybody scatters. That's what, you know, happens. Here we go again. I just happened to catch the tail end of this. Someone shot me an email in this. And now, this wasn't a Disneyland ride, but sadly, a woman was killed in a crash with a bus at Disney World near Epcot. I've been down that road several times. It was a car and the Disney's Magical Express bus. And it happened in the afternoon at 3:30 in the afternoon. And it was right there on the main drag. And I'll tell you what, that car was just crunched. The bus had 36 people in the bus. And it was a 63-year-old woman. They say that the woman's car stopped in the travel lane, so she stalled or something somehow. And the bus, I mean, this was a giant bus. The bus said it couldn't stop. There was no way by the time they knew. And there was kids on the bus, and they were just couldn't believe what happened. And I've seen this bus. Like I said, it's a really big bus. They take people to and from the other properties to get them to whatever their destination is on one of the Disney areas, Epcot or the kingdom itself or wherever. And, boy, that's too bad those kids had to see that. If you could see the car, she had absolutely no chance in trying to survive that, because it absolutely flattened that car. I mean, flattened it. No doubt about it. How about this? This is a crazy story. Perfect way to end this. Seattle police decided that they would help out with the Munchies with Doritos, a giveaway at the city's Hemp Fest. So when pot smokers got the Munchies this weekend, that's what they did. Marijuana is legal in Washington, and the police can't do much about it. So there they are at Hemp Fest. And so what they did is they wanted to explain to people the new rules surrounding recreational marijuana use. So they distributed Doritos, and it had the cops' messages on something that was edible. So that seems like it's a no-brainer. It was stuck to the Doritos bags. They handed out the little ones, and then it just said Seattle Police Department, and then it talked about what the rules are. And you know what it said? The little sticker on the bag, I have to say it's clever. It said, "We thought you might be hungry." We thought you might be hungry because you're at Hemp Fest, and we thought it'd be a good time to give you a refresher on the do's and don'ts of 1502. And you know what they put for the don'ts? Don't drive while high. Don't give, sell, or shotgun weed to people under 21. Don't use pot in public. You could be cited. How about that? All right, coming up next, the business of sports with Rick Horro. Don't go away. Climb the wall to the other side with me.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
If you do want me, give me a decision. If you don't want me, don't leave me on the run. If you need me, show me that you love. And when I'm feeling good, and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine.
Spare no expense, of course. Who knows where he is because he's all over the place. But Rick Oro, my old pal, joins us. He hosts Sportsfolio on Bloomberg TV, and you can check him out at horosports.com. Rick, how you been?
I've been good. This is my 2 days of being at home. I decided not to go to the Dolphin-Houston game because that's in Texas, and I'm in Florida. So I'm ready for a whole bunch of preseason, got back from the British Open, got back from the PGA, got back from the Hall of Fame, got back from the MLS All-Star Game. 2 days at home and then on the road again.
Yeah, speaking of you and I used to talk a lot about golf, and I know you are, besides the business of golf and going to watch and broadcasting and whatnot, you also like to partake in the sport. How are you shooting lately?
Well, you know, listen, golf and Lynx golf are two entirely different things. So I got back from, 6 days and 13 rounds of golf around the Open in Scotland with the best weather I've ever seen in my life. And it's still, you know, you can't throw the ball out of those pot bunkers when nobody's looking. And the problem is that is, those are things, those little things are so punitive. I now learned how to putt from 50 yards away, but that skill doesn't serve you well on American courses.
Oh, the pot bunkers. Did you have to go down on a little ladder? Were any of them deep enough?
I love those, yeah, and it's a great photo op, because if you're going to spend 3 shots in there, you might as well take some good pictures.
I love that. All right, let's jump from golf to the NCAA, and Mark Emmert on the hot seat. He's the NCAA president, And this is, they just had another ridiculous thing happen. ESPN, one of the commentators, tripped onto this, that if you went onto their e-commerce site, it's tied to stuff, merchandise, to prominent current athletes. What is the deal with that? And it's got this whole, you know, then you start to think of the NCAA and the whole claim that they've always made all along, that jersey numbers are generic and they're not related to specific athletes. Well, baloney. Now they're saying they're stopping it. But I think that this is too much to have Emmert hang in. You think he's going to be booted?
Well, it could be, but you know, he won't go quietly. But yeah, generic, right? Like the, you know, the lefty Gators jersey with a weird throwing motion and a Gibo on the back instead of Tebow. I mean, come on. I mean, the bottom line of all of this is that in the worst time possible, especially with the Manziel autograph controversy, the NCAA's credibility is called into question because their process is called into question. You would always assume that the NCAA rules could be duplicitous, they could be hypocritical, but you know you're going to get a full investigation, maybe not fair, but certainly over the top. And now with the botched one, you would say, with the University of Miami and the Ohio State issues, and Mitch Daniels, by the way, the former governor of Indiana, a great guy, now talking as now the current president of Purdue, saying, well, maybe we ought to have a football-only conference, and maybe we ought to potentially, you know, break away. And more people are talking about that. I'm not sure that Mark Emmert holds on, but it's going to be a very dicey few months, Kate.
Yeah, the moving from that into what happens with that franchise. I mean, you certainly know in the pros when you look at merchandise how big that is. I don't have to tell you that. But what's also big is getting people to be involved in the franchises and want to wear the stuff. So if we go to the ice, I'm a big fan of hockey. My uncle played pro hockey, so I grew up with it. But my love for it and growing up in the Northeast doesn't necessarily spread to the rest of the country. It's been wild for a couple of franchises because some of them finally have gotten picked up. Like the league finally sold the Phoenix Coyotes, right? They sold it for $170 million, which is crazy. It seems like almost a steal, and they're pledging to keep the team there. But if the people don't want the hockey, I mean, if people aren't embracing the Coyotes, if people aren't into the players and buying the merchandise, can this team really survive?
Well, you know, it's a big market. It's number six, I think it is, and everybody in Phoenix comes from somewhere else. Now,
yeah.
Remember the old Jack and Cook line that, you know, L.A. Kings, people came to L.A. to get away from the ice. So I'm not sure what happens in Phoenix, but we do know that $170 million bid is low, but it also includes some liabilities, which increases it. And Jobbing.com Arena in Glendale, right next to University of Phoenix Stadium, is the only game in town for a hockey franchise. The other arena is for the Suns, and they have a great opportunity to succeed. You know, just like the new look Devils, which will now have a $320 million injection in capital because Josh Harris, the owner of the Sixers, bought them. It's a good week for Gary Bettman because he gets rid of or disposes of a couple of troubled franchises that he's been nagging problems to try to get sold. So your uncle played for who?
He played for the Philadelphia Flyers. His name, Bernie Parent.
Oh, my God. Bernie Parent was your uncle. So let me tell you, I in the 70s when I was watching the team and the Russians and Bobby Clark and Ed Van Imp and all those guys, that was huge. Bernie Parent, by the way, in South Florida. I know we're supposed to talk about other stuff, but he had a press conference, and I was involved in it because I was part of the old Miami Sports Authority, and he signed with the Miami Screaming Eagles. I don't know if you remember
mm-hmm.
them, but
yep.
But the adult WHA team until they realized that they only have one wall of a hockey team and hockey building, and there was no money to pay him, so he went on somewhere else. He's a folk hero in hockey.
Yeah, he was, funny you say WHL, he went on to the Philadelphia Blazers,
yep.
And then he took Doug Favell's spot for the Flyers, and then the rest is history. They won back-to-back Stanley Cups, and he, what a great guy. He's a huge sports fan still, Rick, obviously, and, you know, there's no one better to talk hockey with, and he likes to fish. He goes out, he's got a boat, and he goes deep-sea fishing now, so how about that?
That is huge, and by the way, for the amount of money he was purported to sign for with the Miami Screaming Eagles, which did not exist, but there was mm-hmm. a check to be cashed, I expect you to take me to dinner.
If we're ever in the same city at the same time, absolutely.
Deal.
You know, here's some place that I used to work and live. It was like one of my first jobs out of college. I worked for a television station in, of all places, El Paso, Texas. El Paso, with a baseball stadium, it's 60 million downtown baseball stadium that's going to open next spring. It's a triple A club. You look at the ownership here, and they did a clever thing. You can go on the website, you can watch it as it's taking shape, and fans are watching the construction progress, but they don't have a name yet, and they're trying to be clever with that and have fans have choices and all that sort of stuff. Do you think that this is a viable franchise for AAA, that there will be people that will go and watch this and they'll be able to make up that money?
Well, I'm glad you got history there. I'm kind of biased. I did all my public-private partnership stadium stuff before I sold my business and got into media, but then I did a few more kind of last-minute things as just special one-offs. The El Paso business and civic leaders came to me a couple of years ago and said, let's try to get our city renovated or revitalized. $750 million, actually it's more like $450 plus streets and parks. Big quality of life bond issue, convention center, arena, parks, recreation, and part of the $60 million for a baseball stadium. El Paso is a great market. You remember it, Juarez, mm-hmm. El Paso, 3 mm-hmm. million people. And the $60 million and the Mountain Star Sports Group pretty much guarantee success. It will be a one-shot wonder in a very short period of time. Aardvarks, Buckaroos, Desert Gators, Sun Dogs, Chihuahuas. It's going to be fun no matter what. What's your favorite?
What's my favorite name? I kind of like Chihuahuas, but I don't think that flies.
Interesting.
I don't know.
All right. Hold that thought. You don't know why that is very important. We'll see.
All right, see if it's Chihuahuas. We'll see if that works or not. Since we're talking the last one here, you know, you started off talking about golf. I'm so jealous of you playing all those courses and climbing into those pot bunkers because I've never been able to do it yet, but I'm going to in the next 2 years. When we look at golf course designs and you see the players that get into the game, and one of the big ones is Gary Player. And with golf courses, it's very different than in designing what we were talking about, stadiums and whatnot. Gary Player, I didn't realize how successful the Gary Player design is. That company has designed over 300 courses in 35 countries. Are you kidding me? And in some amazing places, in India, in Honduras. And is he the most successful? Is this company the best and the biggest?
Well, you know, shameless plug, I've spent a lot of time looking at the big guys making a lot of noise, and Gary Player and his son Mark, who drives the Black Knight company, the business, DLF Golf, and the GPD entity, Morocco, Peru, South Africa. He is one of the best business guys with his son I've ever seen. 300 courses, 35 countries, as you said. The market in the U.S. is difficult, but they're opening one in South Carolina, then India, then Honduras, and 8 new courses around the world in the last 2 years. So the business is booming internationally, and he is really at the forefront of all of this. He's a Hall of Fame golfer, but he's a Hall of Fame businessman and a Hall of Fame person as well.
Rick Hara, thanks so much for giving us the business of sports and joining us on America Tonight.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.